Let's continue then to consultative groups. And who's got that? You?
Please. Yep. So paper 1F is the annual review of consultative groups and the update that we are required to give the committee. The paper has all the background material. I really just wanted to highlight the proposal to disband two groups, which are the valuation expert group and also the insurance working group. The context as to why we are recommending this is set out on page 7 of the paper. So firstly, in relation to the valuation expert group, this was a group that was formed in May of 2012 to assist the preparation of education material in relation to IFRS 13 on fair value measurement. The staff have also drawn on the expertise of this group in relation to re-deliberation and exposure draft and measuring quotas investments in industry joint ventures and associates at fair value. At this point, the group has kind of been superseded because we are just embarking now on the post-implementation review of IFRS 13, as I just mentioned, in relation to fair value measurement. And therefore, at this point, we actually need to broaden our consultation beyond this group, and feel now is the appropriate time for that reason to disband the group. So that's the first one. The second group that we propose to disband at this point is the insurance working group. This group has been going a long time, originally formed in August 2004. It hasn't actually met recently, it hasn't met since June, but a huge amount of outreach has been ongoing as the exposure draft insurance is published and as we continue to work on finalising the plan. So it's not that dialogue has stopped. But as you know, the main thing here is that we anticipate issuing this plan in final in the first half of next year, and therefore that is the trigger, if you like, to disband. It's really to take your views on that and ask whether you agree, and also obviously if you have any other questions about Sheila, please.
Hugh, in the paper I note that you're talking about a plan to support implementation. Is it too early to mention where you think you're going to go on that? For the insurance program. Standard.
I mean, it is a little early. One thing I can say is that we are obliged to have a discussion with our advisory council about how we support implementation of any standards, but we particularly will be bringing that discussion to the next advisory council, which is at the end of this month. But I think it's probably a little early to be able to see more.
What we are going to talk to the advisory council about is what approaches we've taken to support some of the recently issued standards with half education material, etc. We'll also reflect on the fact that we do have the transition goals for revenue and for the standard requirements and IFRS number that we didn't have one to meet them.
Yeah.
And what we're going to do about the announcement is outright, do you think we should have a transition resource group to get them to give us their thoughts on what we would or otherwise about those groups, what works well, what didn't.
Thank you.
Just in the spirit of, again, of transparency and the dialogue, I referenced having met with the IFRS leaders, and you know, they do have, the firms have presence on that advisory council, so that the feedback is something that will be there, but no one is, or at least the firms are not challenging this notion of disbanding in the two groups that few have highlighted. But then the question that Sheila raises is the same question that the firms were also asking is, with respect to insurance, where there's going to be lots of judgment and very significant changes, would some kind of an implementation support group be helpful and healthy? Some kind of a TRG? And then the other question that was asked was whether or not in a fatal flaw review of the standard, if there was such a group that might be considered or might in fact be initiated, would it be helpful in the quality of the standard if they in fact had the opportunity to participate in some kind of a fatal flaw review. And so just interpret that as a question that's being asked, not a we recommend X. But the firms are concerned about the consistent implementation of, because of the significance of the issues in insurance that highlighted, that would be the thinking of the firms. As it relates to leasing, the firms think the big decisions have been made, and you can understand that it's like brutally clear. But elements of insurance, it's not quite as certain that you're going to get to consistent implementation if there's not some kind of an implementation group. And then if there was, in fact, an intent to perhaps have something like Sue referenced, would that be valuable in the fatal flaw review process of the standards, just to consider and think about?
Take that all on board. We'll do anything we can as long as it does not result in the Senate becoming a fatality.
Good. Understand. I certainly didn't hear anybody making any kind of an assertion or a desire for that outcome, for sure, among the firms.
Yeah.
Firms are very supportive. Why can we please? Unless there's any final questions on the consultative groups.